This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Okay, well, we're back here with a update. For those of you that are listening, we have another gift. My dear sister Hermine from Port St. Lucie calling in and giving a gift of $50. That's going to be matched, Martin, with $50. And we're very grateful. She's praying for me. She said, I'm praying for you every morning and evening.
Amen.
And I'm praying for a new heart. Well, God bless you. We appreciate that so very, very much. Joseph from West Palm Beach is calling in with a gift of $50 also. That leaves us $6,855 to go and counting, and we need another phone number alert over there.
You've got it. Our toll-free number, 888-221-8990. Our local number, 772-221-1100. And our website, WCNO.com.
And we have another brother. This is a angel gift from Vero Beach, giving a gift of $200.
Amen.
That's going to be matched with $200. And we thank our brother. I almost said his name there. But caught myself before I did that. Wanting to be an angel, wanting to be anonymous from Vero Beach. $200 matched with $200. That leaves us $6,655. Remaining in our matching funds challenge. So give us a call,
888-221-8990.
There you go. And so we want to thank Don from Stewart with a gift of $70.
Amen.
And that leaves us
$6,600. And
see. It's going to be 6,500.
Oh, 6,500. What is it?
$50. Well, let's. Maybe you lost track. We were.
I did.
We had $66.55.
Oh.
And now we've got $70 gift.
$65.85 then.
$65.85. Okay. And so $6,585 remaining. Now we've got another gift here. I can do this one. This is a gift from Kim in Jupiter, a gift of $10. That's going to be matched with $10. That gives us $65.75.
That's correct.
Plugging away at it.
All right. So we're getting there.
That's right.
888-221-8990. Calls coming in, gifts coming in. We have a little less than 2 hours to go today. $6,575 remains in matching funds. Friends, we're going to need a mighty, mighty move of God in order to meet this matching funds challenge. We've got a $10,000 matching funds challenge from a friend right here in Palm City. We've got to get this done by 6 o'clock this evening. At 6 o'clock, we're going to fold up the sidewalks out front and go home. And so, friends, we are going to need your help right now. 888-221-8990. We're going to get to some music. We're waiting for your call. 888-221-8990.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Yeah. veil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your love as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day. In the power
your love. But friends, we have another gift that came in online from Lucinda in Port St. Lucie, giving a gift of $50. That's being matched with $50 here this afternoon, and we have $6,525 to go in matching funds. And we're praying and believing God that God is going to move in a great and mighty way here this afternoon. $6,525, Larry from Port St. Lucie giving a gift of $20. That's going to be matched with $20. That leaves us $6,505 to go in our matching funds challenge. So how about it? 888-221-8990. You know, if nothing else, this is exciting.
That is exciting.
It's suspenseful.
Keeps your blood pumping.
It elevates your
heart pounding suspense,
your pulse rate. Amen. Heart pounding suspense. Well, friends, this is what's going on. What is going on around here? Somebody else tell them what's happening.
Well, we got a call this morning, right after a $3,000 matching fund. Someone from right here in Palm City,
yeah.
And he's been a giver for a long, long time. Loves the Lord, loves the station, and put out a matching gift of $10,000. Now, right at 9 o'clock, though, we go back to regular broadcasting because this year's a little different. So, to this point, on that $10,000 matching funds, we've done $2,550, right?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. Or no, $3,000. We're at $6,500. But we only have an hour and 50 minutes to go to 6 o'clock. And what a difference this would make in our whole total. I mean, we only have, you know, 2 days and a little less than 2 hours to come up with the remainder. We want to reach our are going. This is a major, major part of it. So for everyone that hasn't given yet, who is, you know, listening right now, this is the time to give, because you're going to be matched up dollar for dollar. And it sure be nice to start tomorrow. I think this will put us up almost to...
Well, this is going to put us... If we meet this matching funds challenge, we're going to be way over halfway done with our fundraising, and it's going to put us within striking distance of being able to accomplish our goal on time.
That's right.
And so, friends, that's why this is very important.
It is.
That we meet this matching funds challenge here this afternoon. Now, maybe you've been giving in the past and you have not renewed your gift. Now, what does that mean? We mailed out a letter to all of our current contributors. Now, some people said, well, I didn't get a letter. I've been contributing for years and I didn't get a letter. Well, did you move? I had somebody said, I didn't get my letter this year. I said, did you move? Well, yeah. Well, you know, the forwarding time may have been expired and it came back to us. And then when we try to find you in the system, well, you're not there, because once it comes back, we take you out of the system, because we don't know. When it says no forwarding address, we don't know if you've moved to Washington State. You may have moved to Hong Kong, for as far as we know. We don't know. So we take you out of the system. And so if you didn't get a letter and you were expecting one, call. And it just takes a minute to get you back in the system. We need your name and your new address, and then we'll get a letter out to you. Or if you want to give by credit card today, you can do that. But it all begins when you pick up the phone and call one of these numbers.
888-221-8990. That's our toll-free number. Locally, 772-221-1100. And our phenomenally glorious website, WCNO.com.
Phenomenally glorious.
And I do want to mention one more
thing. That's a lot of adjectives in one mouth.
But I do want to mention one more thing. If by chance you put it that it got taken out of your bank at the last prayer and praise, if I'm not mistaken, it only gets taken out for 6 months.
That's right.
Or
a one-time gift. It depends on how they set that
so
up.
So don't think it's just going to continue. You do have to, call back in and get it reset up for another six
That's
months.
Right.
So if in your mind you're thinking, I've already have it set up to be taken out of the bank, that's going to end.
Now, some people go to their bank. They don't do it through us. They go to their bank. And I have a sister, and she gives a gift of $15 a month, every month. And yet, she is good and kind to call us up and let us know, hey, it's already coming out of my bank, but count on it, it's going to be there. That way we can add it in.
Right.
And so if you have it already through your bank as a monthly deduction, many of those people have let me know that... I can count on that gift to continue, and that's good. But maybe you haven't let me know. Well, let us know. Let us know tonight. And not only will it be an encouragement to know that you're going to continue your support, it'll also get doubled up with our matching funds.
Right.
Amen. So the lines are open, 888-221-8990. We have Paul Bellucci coming up. What was that word you said about the website? Glorious?
Phenomenally glorious.
Phenomenally glorious. Well, here's Paul Bellucci and the song Glorious.
Look inside the mystery. See the empty cross. See the risen Savior. Victorious and strong, no one else above him, none is strong to save. He alone has conquered the power of the grave. Glorious, my eyes have seen. Stand. to match his worth, the hope of his returning fills the universe. Glorious, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Glorious, he stands above.
Eight 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 221 8990 is the number to call with your pledge of support. We want to thank Elizabeth from Lantana calling in and giving a gift of $50. That's being matched with $50, Elizabeth, and we're very grateful and thankful to you calling from Lantana. Our signal getting all the way down into the Lantana area, and Elizabeth calling in, giving her gift of support and having it matched up. That leaves us $6,405. $6,405. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your gift of $50. $6,405 remaining in our matching funds challenge. Those lines are open to take your gift of support here this afternoon. Luke chapter 12. Is that where you did you find that? In Luke chapter 12. We were talking about some scripture here. And let me see if I can find it here real quickly. And there it is. My pages here are wrinkled up, and sometimes it's a little tough to get them apart.
Luke 12:18.
Yeah. All right. Let me get back over here. Luke chapter 12. Jesus is speaking here to us. And you find it here. Is it Luke chapter 12? 888-221-8990. Huh? Well, 12, 8. What's that?
I'm trying to make it sound like you're flipping the page.
No, no, okay.
It's that sound effects thing.
I'm looking here for a passage of scripture. I'm not I thought it was, is it Luke?
Luke 12:18.
Luke 12:18. Okay, I'm looking at Luke 12:18 here, and it doesn't appear.
You got to back up to... Back up to 13 for the beginning of the parable.
Okay.
But then back to...
That's not the one I'm talking about.
It's talking about tearing down your barns and building bigger ones.
Well, I'm looking at Luke chapter 12 here. This is Luke chapter 12. Okay, there we go. Okay. And he speak a parable. Let's go back to verse 16. And he speak a parable, saying unto them, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? You know, a powerful passage of scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking a little bit ago. I had a little bit of time to talk to my son just a few days before he passed away. And at 45 years of age, he had been working 12, 14 hours a day managing a business here in Palm Beach County. And I guess if you looked at him from the world's perspective, he was quite a successful fellow. He had been a regional manager. He came back to Florida because he wanted to slow down. He had been flying all over North Georgia, well, been flying all over the southeast to Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, North and South Carolina, Florida. He was over that whole southeastern area in the business that he was in, and he decided that it was killing him, so he decided to come back and be a manager of a store here in Florida. And he was over the entire store, and he sat with me just a few days before his death. He said, Dad, I'm working 12, 14 hours a day. I'm making a lot of money, but I'm not really getting anywhere. I don't have time for my family. I don't have time to do anything. I'm not enjoying it. And he said, I've come to the conclusion that life is more than how much money you can make. You know, and he was getting ready to make some changes in his life. Well, little did he know the changes that were coming. But the thing is that, you know, so many times we try to hold on to our possessions. We try to hold on to the things. And you were saying something that you were praying. God gave you a word that, what was that you said a while ago that I thought was so good? You wrote it down.
It was the Holy Spirit. That's why it was so good. It wasn't me.
Okay.
When you release what's in your hand, God will release what's in his.
That's right. He says, give and it shall be given. He said, try me and see. And, you know, and we kind of get into the place where we're like this man that we read about here in Luke chapter 12, where we're trying to hold on to everything. We're trying to build bigger barns and take our ease. And little do we know how much time we've got left. We're instructed to lay up treasure in heaven where moth and rust can't get in and corrupt. You know, I used to see some of the old saints in a little church in North Georgia years ago. A lot of these people, they worked in a cotton mill and they barely made ends meet coming to the end of the month. And they would sing a song in church, and I always thought it was kind of ridiculous as a kid. I thought, man, this is nuts. And they would sing, I'm a millionaire. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever heard that song, but they would sing that song, I'm a millionaire. And I'm thinking, I don't see one Rolls Royce out in the parking lot. Most of those cars out there were secondhand, and the tires were bald, and the people that were singing those songs, some of those ladies made their own dresses out of flour sacks. Now, some of you don't know what I'm talking about, making a dress out of a flour sack. But they had riches stored up somewhere else. They had riches that were far more valuable than gold and silver and diamonds and jewels and stocks and bonds, because they had laid up for themselves treasure in heaven. And where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And you lay up treasure. You know, these people looked forward to heaven. They were looking forward to the day that they would close their eyes and wake up in paradise, because they knew that's where their treasure was. So friends, you know, so many times we try to hold on to what we've got, and the tighter we try to hold on to it, the easier it gets out of our hands. You know, why don't we try something today? Why don't we try sowing into the kingdom of God, giving unto the Lord the things that are the Lord's, and honoring Him in our giving? I believe God wants to bless some folks out there this afternoon. Listen to this. We have $6,405 remaining in matching funds. We've got an hour and a half to do this. We're going to need a lot of help. We've got to believe big. We've got to stretch our faith. We've got to trust God. $6,405, 1 hour and 33 minutes remaining. Give us a call. Make that pledge. Join with others. Be a part of something today that God is doing. Those phone numbers again?
888 Beecher Allen. 888-221-8990 is the toll-free number.
And our local number is 772-221-1100. And our website, WCNO.com. Please and thank you.
You don't have to speak with great ability. You don't have to sing or shout or preach or cry. There's no need to make your point with style or eloquence, or to flawlessly debate the how and why. Jesus told us how to spread the good news. The most effective way to break the barriers down is to demonstrate His love to all who see us. Because light doesn't make a sound. No light doesn't make a sound. In a world that's filled with gloom and sadness, crooked, perverted, and unkind, we must appear to be harmless and blameless, illuminating hope by letting our light shine. The smallest candle drives away the darkness. A tiny spark can cause a raging blaze. A flash can take the shadow from the picture. And the moon reflects the sun in every face. So when you think that you can't be a witness, or find the words to bring someone around, just remember, folks are watching your example, and that light doesn't make a sound. No light doesn't make a sound.
light doesn't make a sound. Well, friends, you just let your light shine. You don't have to make a lot of racket when your light's shining. Amen? All right. Listen, Margaret from West Palm Beach giving a gift of $25. We thank you so much for that, Margaret. Your gift, just getting called into the station here a moment ago. Margaret giving $25. And we're very grateful and thankful to you for that. Mike from Loxahatchee giving a gift of $250.
Nice.
That's going to be matched with $250. That leaves us $6,130 to go in matching funds. We're getting there.
One step at a time.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Margaret. People calling in, men and women, all calling in here today, getting their gifts matched up. We have $6,130 to go. We got an hour and 28 minutes left today. My goodness, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. That is our number to call, toll free from anywhere. I'm excited. I believe we're going to get this done.
I do too.
Feel that there's somebody out there. Maybe there's somebody out there right now you'd like to give that $130 and just get us to within $6,000 of where we need to be. Now, what are we talking about here this afternoon? You know, people listen throughout the day. There are a lot of people that are going to be tuning in here in the next few minutes that may not have listened throughout the day. As you already know, or maybe you already know, that we've been raising some funds over the last few days. And we're down to the last 2 days and hour and, yeah, 2 days and 90 minutes of time left to raise all the funding that we can to reach our goal on time. Now, our goal is to raise $195,000 in listener support. And friends, we are, with what's already come in, we're over halfway home. We really are.
Yay.
But we need to ramp it up here just a little bit this afternoon. So, gentlemen, start your engines. Get things rolling here. We have $6,130 left in a matching funds challenge that came in this morning or just before 9 o'clock. A $10,000 matching funds challenge. If we can raise $10,000 today, you know, and there's been days, I looked at our records. There's been days where we have raised over $30,000 in a day. So to raise $10,000 today should not be a difficult job. If we can get the people motivated to pick up that phone and call and give, I believe we can raise this $10,000, have it matched before 6 o'clock today. But we're going to need some people giving those gifts of $250. We're going to need those $200 gifts. We're going to need that $20 a month gift. We're going to need that $10 gift. We're going to need that $1,000 gift. We may need a $2,000 gift. You know, I don't know what you can give out there, but right now, as the Lord is leading you, and I believe that God is speaking to hearts right now, God has already chosen some men and women out there to pick up that phone and to call and to give. You know who you are. And we're asking you just to yield to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart today. Don't give a penny more. All right? Do exactly what God is leading you to do. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. $6,130 to go in matching funds. We need you to call right now. 888-221-8990. Here's some music from the Vineyard, You Are My Life.
You are my life, you are my song. You're my salvation, to you I belong. I love you,
I love you,
I love you. I love you,
I love you
from my heart. Oh, my Lord, you know I.
my salvation. To you I belong. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay, we want to thank our angel friend from Port St. Lucie, giving a one-time gift of $1,000. That's $1,000 being matched with $1,000. And they say they believe there's somebody else out there that should give $1,000. So we're going to leave it like that. A $1,000 gift being matched with $1,000. That leaves us how much, Alan?
$5,130 to go.
$5,130 to go. And we've got a little more than an hour to do that, an hour and 23 minutes or so. So why not join that caller? Give whatever you can give today. I believe we can get it done. 888-221-8990. $1,000 gift from an angel there in Port St. Lucie, giving here today at WCNO. What a blessing. 5,130. Jesus. We're almost halfway done with this matching funds challenge.
Right. I feel my heart rate going down a little
bit. The heart rate? Are you feeling better?
Because it's like the stress of waiting.
Well.
Waiting for those phones to ring.
Those phones are ringing, and people are giving online, and you just don't know what's going to happen here this afternoon. Good things are happening. Yes, indeed. When God's people, you know, one of the teachings years ago, back in 1990, I remember when WCNO first came on the air, my involvement back then was that I was pastoring a little church here in the area, and I was a volunteer here at the station back then. And before we went on the air, I did some work around the station, and so they said, why don't you come in and do a program at night? I said, but I don't have the money to do that. And they said, well, you've volunteered here. You've helped doing this and doing that. Come in at night and do the program. But by the way, you have to run the board. I said, oh, well, I think I can do that. And I came in and we did a little program. And we would teach for 20 minutes and do a prayer call-in for about 10 minutes. And we had a great time doing that. But one of the first teachings that we did was talking about Nehemiah rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and how that everybody came together to get those walls rebuilt, and how that the people began the work right there where they were at, doing what they could do. Now, you know, sometimes you look around you and you see somebody over there and you say, gee, I wish I could do what they're doing. I wish I had the ability that they have. You know, like Michelle, you come in and you sing and you have a talent, and I'm sure there's somebody out there saying, gee, I wish I could sing like Michelle. But you see, I kind of sing, and when I sing, I kind of sound like Howard the Duck.
You know? You don't sound that way to the Lord.
Well, not to him, but the people around me say, shh, sing a solo.
Joyful noise.
Sing a solo. Solo, we can't hear you. So, yeah.
Can I use that?
So, yeah, you could use that. But you know, we all look around. We think, well, if I could only had that talent, if I only had that ability, I wish I could give $1,000 like that person that just called in. I wish I had $1,000 to give. And, you know, a lot of us feel that way. You don't know how many times people call up and say, you know, I'm giving you this amount. I wish I had more. And we understand that. We feel that way, too. But just imagine this. If everybody did what they can do. You see, that's what they did when they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. Those that were over at the sheep gate did what they could do. They worked on the sheep gate. They let the guys over there by the lion's gate do what they could do over there. And they didn't worry. Well, you know, the people over at the lion gate, they got bigger rocks than we got. Yeah, but they also had a heavier load to carry too. You see, everybody doing what we can do right where we are. And maybe you're thinking, well, all I can give is $10. Well, what is that to God? It's a great gift. giving what you can, giving what the Lord has enabled you to give. Maybe you can give $100. Maybe you can give $500. Maybe, you know, this giver giving $1,000 says there's somebody else out there that could give $1,000. And we know that there is. But just because we know that doesn't mean that God is laying it upon their heart to give. But everybody giving what they can today, and this need will be met. Now listen to this. We're almost halfway done on a $10,000 matching funds challenge. We have an angel friend here in the area, right here in Palm City, a fellow that I've known for years, came in this morning and gave a gift of matching funds to the station. And so we have a $10,000 matching funds challenge that's been before us since 9 o'clock this morning. We've done all that we can do. We've talked about it all day long. We've given you the phone numbers all day long. It's up to the people of God. It's up to you to stand up and say, by golly, I know I can get it done. I know I can do it. God is speaking to my heart, and I can get that call in before 6 o'clock today. And I'm going to do my part, and I'm just going to rest and trust that God will raise up somebody else to do theirs. So do what you can. Call in. You don't have to write a check today. You don't have to put it on a credit card today. All I'm asking you to do right now is to call and say, count me in. Put me down for $50. I'll send it when I can. Put me down for $100. I don't know where it's coming from, but I know God is stirring my heart, and I'm going to step out in faith, and I'm going to be God's man. I'm going to be God's woman. I'm going to do what God is leading me to do right now. I'm trusting God. That's all we're asking you to do. Trust God. Step out in faith. Give what you can. You know, that's what we call a faith ministry. Have you ever heard of anything about a faith ministry? You hear people talking about that? Well, we're a faith ministry. We're operating by faith. Well, friends, if ever there was a faith ministry, there's one right here at WCNO, because we don't know where the next call is coming from. We don't know how we're going to make ends meet, except that God will provide. And he provides, and he has provided over and over and over through the people of God who contribute to this radio ministry. $5,130 is what remains in matching funds here this afternoon. We have until 6 o'clock to do that, and we're going to need your help. My good friend Vince says hello, and we're very grateful and thankful to Vincent for a gift of $50. God bless you, Vincent. That leaves us with $80. To go $5,080 in matching funds. Vincent, God bless you. Thank you so much for that. And then Vince, through the business.
Through the business,
yes. Is giving an additional $50. And that's through Pascal Rosino, Alexanderson and Company, right here in Stewart. And we're very grateful and thankful to them for an additional $50 gift. That leaves us $5,030 to go in matching funds. And Vince, we'll see you maybe next Wednesday. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in and giving here today to WCNO Radio. Good fella.
Good fella.
Vince.
Yep.
Amen.
And he's a... we talk about what he
is? Yeah, well, he's a...
forensic CPA. CPA.
And he comes in every Wednesday with Joe Martek and the guys, and it's always a blessing to see Vince. He always has a smile.
Yeah,
and
very pleasant.
Good guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why he hangs around with Joe.
I know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
All right, Vince. God bless. $5,030 remains in matching funds. We've got music for you right now. 1 hour and 15 minutes left. Yeah, go ahead and give that number.
888-221-8990, locally 772-221-1100. Call us now.
From another world, out of the heavens, into the earth, came another love, a love that we'd never seen. Displayed your love by giving your all for us. You are
well unfolded, just like you planned. Your spirit is alive and living in the hearts of men. How deep your unfailing love that you would remain with us. You are the high and holy one. You left the glory of your throne and you gave your life away. You are the Lord of everything, the reason for the song.
WCNO, prayer and praise time. We want to thank our friend Dwight calling in. Dwight calling in with a gift of $100.
Well, thank you, Dwight.
And Dwight, we had 5,000. Let's see, is Alan awake over there?
Yes, I don't. Alan, he's snoozing. I can't believe you did that.
Wake up, Alan.
I will. Thank you. Right.
We're just joking.
He's checking
Alan.
His eyelids. Yeah.
I think he was praying there.
Deep prayer.
All right. Hey, listen, we have
I can't believe you did
so
that.
May be required.
We still have $5,030.
We had $5,030 to go.
So I didn't miss anything.
No, well,
yes, you did.
Yes, oh, I did.
Yeah, Dwight.
We've been talking.
Oh. Dwight called with a gift of $100. And that means that we have $4,930.
So
and
we
doxology
over the top of the mountain. We're on
that's
the
right.
down slope.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So, Dwight, God bless you. Thank you. We're over halfway done. We have an hour and 8 minutes to go with $4,930 left in matching funds. I believe we can do it. Now, we're going to need this here before 6 o'clock today. We're going to need everybody giving. Maybe you're getting ready to leave the office. Take time before you pull out of the parking lot. Use that cell phone. Call. Make that pledge today. Michelle, give those phone numbers, I call, because we know that Alan's still asleep over there.
Okay, the local number is 772-221-1100, and the toll-free number is 1-888-221-8990, and our website is WCNO.com.
And I'm going to check online to see if anybody's given there. If you call today, our angel friend here in Palm City wants to match up your gift. We're a little over halfway done. We've raised a little over $5,000 today, and we're looking forward to hearing from you at 888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number. And Alan, I don't know, are you coherent?
I want to pray.
All right, go ahead.
Thank the Lord Father God. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, Lord. Yes. Not only your Son, which is the greatest blessing of all, but your Word, that we may continue to hear it in our heart every day, Lord. So we ask you to open up our hearts, Holy Spirit,
yes,
and that
Lord,
our hearts will be open to give for this station, Lord Jesus, so that we can keep encouraging others, because we sorely need it, Lord Jesus. So we lift you up, Lord, and we pray that we will be having our needs met so that we can continue to do that in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, those lines are ringing. Calls are coming in. We're very grateful. If you call and the line's ringing, just let it ring until we answer it. If you go to voicemail, pick up that phone and call back again, because we anticipate that this afternoon, with just a little amount of time that we've got left, that lines may get busy, it may get congested, it may get hectic around here, and it may sound like we've got a lot of craziness going on here, and that's because it's probably going to be true, because things are going to get hectic here this afternoon. We have $4,930 left in matching funds, and we hope to hear from you here this afternoon. That number again, Michelle?
772-221-1100, and the toll-free number is 888-221-8990, and the floodgates will be open. Jesus, Father God,
Amen.
We know that you parted the Red Sea, Lord. This is nothing.
All I want to do is worship you forever.
Amen.
I don't want to see the things I used to see. I don't want to hear the things I used to hear. All I want to do is worship you forever, forever. Jesus, your name was on my mountains. Your love is greater than my sin. Jesus, you're my Jesus, I'll sing your name again. I don't want to do the things I used to do. I don't want to live the way I used to live. All I want to do is worship you forever.
That's Gary Fordham and the song Jesus. All right, this is WCNO Palm City, and we're glad to have the folks calling in and giving. We want to thank Gwendolyn. You took that call,
Yes, Mark. I did.
And Gwendolyn calling in from Royal Palm Beach with a gift of $50. That's going to be matched with $50. And then we had Robin from Port St. Lucie calling in, giving a gift of $50. That's being matched with $50. And that leaves us $4,830 to go. But wait a moment, we've got Valerie.